It's Tuesday, the 1st of October, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbien. Namibians are banding together to confront local authorities, councillors, technocrats and lawyers whom they perceive as compromising the interest of citizens. Activist Sean Garisep states that they intend to petition Parliament to address concerns within the banking sector, prioritising long-term solutions over short-term political advantages. Efforts are already underway, he says, to address the challenges presented by existing banking systems. The IPC's Ims Nashinge on their manifesto, Banks and Treatment.
We have made it clear that one of our priorities shall be reforming our laws. It includes the questionable treatment of our people from the banking institutions.
From the Landless People's Movement, Lifalasa Simata on their manifesto, Banks and Treatment.
The relationship between the banks, very much cabal reaction, mafia reaction to it, is something that we can also look into currently. But when we talk about housing, those are the only spheres that we talked about outside this relationship that the people are expressing right now in this documentation.
The Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board will implement a new governance structure following the conclusion of its initial 24-month operational strategy. This change coincides with the upcoming end of the advisory board's term, which has overseen the institution since its inception on 31st October. Catherine Shipushu from NIPDB.
In order to give effect to the aforementioned resolution, the amended articles of association will be registered and the process of appointing the new board of directors will commence with immediate effect. The mandate and legitimacy of the NIPDB is further said to be legislated by Parliament in the Namibia Investment Promotion and Facilitation Bill, which is currently in the drafting process.
On to South Africa, where the Gauteng Legislature's Portfolio Committee on Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs has urged for stability in Tswane following the removal of Mayor Saliers Brink. Chairperson Mzi Kumalo emphasized the need for a quick mayoral election to maintain smooth municipal operations and uninterrupted service delivery. Spokesperson Pfano Bulasihobo stated that the committee will remain engaged to ensure a transparent process prioritizing residents' needs.
As the oversight body responsible for promoting good governance, the Portfolio Committee urges the Department of CoCT to take immediate steps to ensure that the upcoming mayoral election is conducted within the 14-day legal time frame. The department must act swiftly to prevent any governance voids and guarantee that essential services to residents remain unaffected.
The M23 rebel group has solidified its control over the Rubia-Colton mining region in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, imposing a production tax that brings in an estimated $300,000 monthly, according to the UN Security Council briefing, says Reuters. The Tutsi-led group, allegedly supported by Rwanda, seized the mineral-rich area, vital for smartphone and computer manufacturing, after heavy fighting in April. The United Nations Security Council has approved the extension of the multinational security support mission to Haiti by another year. Last year, the Council authorized the Kenyan-led international security mission to assist the Caribbean country to help restore order against the ongoing gang violence. The United States requested the mission to be changed to a full-blown peacekeeping operation unit, but China and Russia opposed the move. Here is Jody Jacobs reporting for us from the UN headquarters in New York.
The current security mission to Haiti, while authorized by the UN Security Council, is not a United Nations operation. Countries voluntarily provide money and personnel. Haitian leaders last week warned of the worsening insecurity in the country despite the partial deployment of the security mission. It supports the US request for a peacekeeping operation. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.